everyone. It is Brian Kluger here with Boomstick Comics, and here with the new show titled Simply the Movie Review, where I will talk to you about movies and Blu-rays reviews, and if you should watch them, what extras come with them, if it's worth it, if it's amazing, if it's terrible. I think in the past we've done Drag Me to Hell and Geostorm. Hope you've enjoyed those. But today, bringing you another Blu-ray review. This movie is called Cook-Off with an exclamation point. Cook-Off. The tagline is a half-baked comedy with extra cheese. This movie, oh shit, it is just fucking terrible, just on all levels. It's so bad. It's one of those movies you just don't want to know about, and we'll get into that. But the unfortunate thing about this movie is that there's so many great actors in it, such as Wendy McClendon Covey, who was in, Reno 911 through the whole show, and she's on The Goldbergs and everything as the mother. Also, Gary Anthony Williams is in it. He's an amazing comedic actor, as well as Niecy Nash, also on Reno 911, and Diedrich Bader, who you would know from Office Space as Peter's next-door neighbor. Hey, Peter Man, check out Channel 9, look at that chick! That's that guy, as well as Melissa McCarthy is in the film as well, but not as much as you'd think. Actually, the posters, the promotional art, the Blu-ray box cover has Melissa McCarthy front and center in front of everybody. However, she is only in the movie for probably less than 10 minutes. I hate it when people do this. I hate it when the companies do this and fuck with you on if somebody's going to be in a movie like this. Terrible. But let's just get into it. The cook-off. Exclamation point. There might be a few hundred reality shows based on cooking competitions. We've all seen them. Some involve chefs, while others involve children trying to cook a 5-star meal. It's all terrible, folks. It's all terrible. None of them are good. More than 10 years ago, a woman named Catherine Michonne, something like that, made a film in the style of a Christopher Guest mockumentary, meaning like Best in Show, A Mighty Win, Waiting for Guffman, called Cook-Off. This was more than 10 years ago, which showed us some wacky characters and a cooking competition. Again, this film was made more than 10 years ago and has been sitting on a shelf to be released at the right time. Turns out, it was never the right time. Ever. And for some reason, we have to endure this horrible movie. If you're people like me who have to watch everything. So I come here for you. I'm helping you. I'm helping the world not to watch this film. Again, yes, Melissa McCarthy is on the front and center of all the promo art, and she's barely in the film. It's annoying. One of the big problems I think we have here with Cook-Off, exclamation point, is that Catherine Michonne, she took on almost every role. She directed the movie, she produced it, she edited, she was the editor, she wrote it, she stars in the film. It's just too much for most people. And with Catherine, she really hasn't done much at all in the film business, and I don't think she really handled any of these aspects well at all, stories, character, and all that. It's a shell of a film that takes all of its cues from the best of Christopher Guest. It is set up completely like that, but it never pulls off any of that amazing dry wit, humor, or charm, or character development that Christopher Guest does in his movies. Just Michonne just took on too much, and it just became lazy. The lazy script, it is terrible. She did ask Wendy McClendon Covey from Reno 911 to help write it, but it did not work whatsoever. Nothing could help this movie. Like Best in Show, this Cook-Off film follows a group of offbeat individuals who enter a cooking contest to win a cash prize. We meet each of these individuals and their families. firsthand, and then we see just how strange they really are. It's supposed to be funny. It's not. The cooking competition gets underway, and instead of having these entrants cook something delicious, they all cook kind of like their best of or their favorite meals, which are all flat out really gross. One dish is even called That Time of the Month Crab Puffs. Ew. This is what we're dealing with here, folks. The humor isn't subtle or witty. It's just annoying and unfunny. I could go into each contestant here, but I won't, because they're just the worst stereotypical characters you could write, with no real direction. And even though the film is just a minute shy under 100 minutes, it feels like 45 minutes needed to be cut out. It's that bad, which is unfortunate, again, because there's so many great comedic actors. Because it's 2018 now, this was, I think, made back in 2007. So, given the script here, nobody could have made it better. So stay clear of this one. But if you have to watch it, the video itself has a 1080p HD transfer presented in 1.851 aspect ratio. As a mockumentary, it's kind of made to look like it's a fly on the wall type of guerrilla style documentary. So there's just varying degrees of sharpness and color palettes. Most of the colors are very bright, lots of reds, lots of blues. They all look pretty good. Detail... You will be able to see like some individual hairs, but it's kind of, you know, the camera shots are really fast documentary style, so a lot of it can be a little soft or murky. Skin tones look natural, black levels are deep and inky, and there's no really big compression problems, but it looks like a mockumentary or documentary style, like off the cusp type of thing. Audio wise, surprisingly, actually really good audio mix. DTS HD 5.1. When they are in the cooking competition room, just tons of surround sounds, rear speaker sounds of like pots clanging, spoons stirring, people yelling from the audience. Kind of an immersive experience, pretty good. There's a couple scenes where it takes place kind of like a dance club, so the bass kicks in at those times, but other than that, not much. The extras, there's three of them. None of them are good. 15 minutes of an extra, kind of where it looks like a lot of the actors were interviewed like within the past year for this film. And they talk about making the movie and how much they had fun working together, but no real insight, nothing too great here, not worth watching. You have 15 minutes of deleted scenes. Again, none are good. Don't watch it. And then there's outtakes, 3 minutes of outtakes, which I thought would be awesome. However, they're not outtakes. It's just an extended scene, which is seen at the end of the film during the credits sequence. So not really an extra. So yeah, Cook-Off could have been a great film if it was done by someone talented enough to make a funny and fully thought out film. Christopher Guest comes to mind. Unfortunately, that's not the case here. It's a lazy, unfunny, and annoying film. And if you're hoping for a fun Melissa McCarthy role, don't get excited. She's barely in it. And it might be her worst role yet, even worse than Ghostbusters and Tammy. I said it. Worse than Ghostbusters and Tammy. I didn't think it was possible. The video and audio presentations are both good. But the extra aren't worth your time. So I'm going to say skip this one for sure. If you see it on Netflix, don't even bother. That is Cook-Off. Yeah, and until next time, hopefully something better.